Welcome to your Spiritual Besties podcast. I'm Lauren Ledoux.
And I'm Rashida McCoy. We're here to laugh, cry, learn, and connect with you.
We discuss anything and everything from our everyday lives to the magical, mystical, and woo-woo.
So take a deep breath, grab a cup of tea,
and set an intention to receive, because you deserve it, bestie. Welcome, everybody. Rashida and I are here to guide you today through a kind of opening ceremony for the month of May. Usually we do grounding and meditation and breath before we hit record to do this podcast. But today we thought we would include you in on this process. And then we have a couple of oracle messages for you. So if you're driving, just keep driving. But if you're at home or you're in the position to maybe light a candle, drink some tea, get cozy, and give yourself permission to really receive this transmission. A lot of times, I think podcasts we take in really passively, or they're kind of in the background, and really give yourself the gift today of letting this be sacred time and space for you. So you're ready, Rashida?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. All right, so let's find a comfortable seat, or, you know, if you're walking or driving, do your thing. If it's safe for you to close your eyes, close your eyes. And take a few moments to thank your physical body for showing up here today, for being present, for being really a messenger of what it is you're truly needing. And feel your physical body in space. Feel your clothes on your skin. Notice any scents, tastes, light. Then bring your awareness to your breath and start to breathe deeply in and out of your nose. Feel this sacred relationship between you and your breath, this giving and receiving, this rhythm, this pulse of prana or life force. And maybe let these be the deepest breaths you've taken all day as you allow them to clear space for this time. And as you're breathing deeply, imagine white light moving into your space, through your aura, through your body, almost like an energy shower, and it's cleansing away anything that's not serving this time. Feel it traveling out through your window or door or just away from you. Feel yourself surrounded by support of us and any benevolent ancestors, guides, angels, whatever your spiritual support team is. And bring your awareness to your heart in deep gratitude for this time, for this technology, and for this gift of presence that you're giving yourself, and clarity and connection. Maybe set your own intention for this time. And we'll seal this intention in this sacred container with a cleansing breath and a single chant of Om, and you're welcome to join or to listen. First, inhale through the nose. Exhale out of the mouth. Inhale. Let your your eyes open. Welcome, welcome. Hello, Rashida.
Hi, Lauren. How are you?
I'm doing well. I've been feeling a big energy shift. There's a lot going on, like astrologically. Neither of us are astrology experts, but I think we keep our ear to the ground to know enough that there's been like eclipses and retrogrades and all kinds of stuff. Yes. And yeah, so there's this big energy shift. And as always, we do these oracle readings at the beginning of the month, but we wanted to do it a little bit different this month and really provide this sacred container for everyone. And instead of drawing cards, we are drawing from our own intuitions. We were both going to draw from the Akashic Records. I actually ended up drawing from like a collective inner goddess, I'll say, or the goddess. I had a little conversation with her before we began. I know Rashida drew from the records. So what we'll ask for you as listeners today is to think of maybe a question or a situation, something that you're seeking clarity on and direction and answers. And then you can use your intuition to think of either me, Lauren, or Rashida. Lauren or Rashida. Now, you're not picking your favorite of the two of us, which I know is impossible to do.
We're just both so awesome. How can you choose?
Yes. Instead, just choose whatever name comes up first in your mind. And it's totally fine if it's both. And we're both going to deliver a message today. And we'll help each other expand on that message as well. And we hope that you get all of the clarity that you're seeking. Are we ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay. Do you want me to go first?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll go first. So when I went in, what I saw was an image that I was meditating on earlier this week. And I was laying on my couch because about a week ago, I woke up like hardly able to move. My neck and my shoulders were in a lot of pain. And I had this realization that I have just been going like so hard for the last 4 months or so, like creating in action mode, a lot of fire. And I've been getting these signals to slow down. Well, my body decided to do it for me essentially last week. And that brings me back to this image that I'm talking about. The reason that I saw it was because I was laying down on my couch, just looking out the window, not looking on my phone or anything like that. And it's been really, really windy here lately. And what I was watching was essentially the trees dancing. So there are lots of big trees in my neighborhood around our lake. And I was just watching like the branches moving and swaying and the leaves blowing and this beautiful like dance of the trees. And this kind of, I don't know, very short poem, let's call it, came to my heart. And it was, the trees don't dance themselves. The wind dances the trees. We don't sing a song. Spirit sings through us. And so the message that's coming through for me is this deep sense of surrender. And to me, surrender is really hard. Obviously, the story I just told, I had to like have my neck and shoulder basically in horrible pain for me to slow down.
Actually, I probably wouldn't have if it didn't happen.
Yeah, maybe not. But also, sometimes surrender comes with that deep action. So if we're truly like getting out of our own way and allowing the divine to flow through us, that can look so many different ways. That can look like fire. That can look like action. That can look like the blowing of the wind. That can also look like this deep, beautiful stillness. And it really just depends. And what I find for me sometimes is I get this like burst of inspiration followed by lots of action. But sometimes at a certain point, it's like when I should be turning over back to like the calm so that I can replenish my energy and get another download, whatever that is. I keep going because I start to almost feel like addicted to the action. And I feel like I start getting really results oriented where I have like this manifestation in mind, a goal in mind, and I feel like I need to do absolutely everything in my Lauren, human Lauren's power to reach this goal. And I forget that the surrender is such an important piece. So like while I listened to the call of the divine to move me, I didn't listen to the call of the divine to slow me and surrender me and to be still and to listen. So I see, yeah, the divine being like the wind blowing through these trees, and they're doing this dance. I was seeing this as this invitation for more surrender. So how do we surrender? And that's a question a lot of people have, I think, because we can talk about how to take action all day. But how do you let go? How do you soften? How do you trust? Oof. I feel like these are such, for me at least, maybe not for everybody, but these are more intangible. But there are specific ways to surrender. One of them is to sleep. If you are in the position to sleep, please do it for me. So I'm not getting
Sleep
enough right
for
now.
Lauren. Please sleep for her and send her that rested energy her way.
Yeah, it can mean it's basically like unblocking something that's blocked in the body, because kind of the opposite of surrender feels like a lot of tension and almost like a clenching. So that might mean that you need to cry. It might mean that you need to like laugh your ass off. It might mean that you need to have a converse, like a clearing conversation with somebody. So there's some action, of course, in the surrender, but really that's like the catalyst to the more surrendered flowing state. It's unblocking something that's blocked. And then when we're in the state, kind of where we're open and free and flowing, we're able to let the wind blow us, to like be in the flow. And to be in the flow is to be radically present, to radically respond to the present moment, to radically accept the present moment for exactly what it is, to not try to grasp onto it and control it, to let it be, even to love it. And then, like, in the moment, take the actions that you need to realign and realign and realign. I think another thing this is calling for, so as I was observing this tree and it's being blown by the wind, the reason it's able to do that is because it is deeply, deeply rooted. They are these strong, old, tall trees with deep, deep roots. So sometimes the action that we can take is making sure that we're grounded, to make sure the basics are taken care of. Are we drinking water? Are we moving our bodies? Are we eating good food? Are we putting our feet in the grass? Like just the basics. Are we getting sunshine? Are we taking care of our finances? Think root chakra. So I think like the deeper we can root, the more we can also let go. And it's sort of this like polarity that we're holding of like, I don't know, being deeply rooted while lifting. But that's like, I think that's the practice right there, to hold like those polarities in balance at all times. And you can't have one without the other. If a tree is sick, if it's not mature, the wind might blow it over. But it's our jobs, I think, to root as deeply as we can so that we can fully let go and respond to the call of the divine.
Can you say that like one more time? That was like really deep. Our
hope I can.
responsibility.
I
Yeah.
hope I can
However it comes back
remember.
to you. Yeah.
Our responsibility is to root as deeply as we can so that we're able to fully flow and respond to the call of the divine, the winds of the divine.
I love that so much.
Yeah. And I think too, like we realize that we're not dancing ourselves. When I come back to the analogy earlier, I think of like, okay, the spirit's dancing me. And then all of a sudden I'm like, well, how am I supposed to be dancing? Should I dance more?
Yeah.
And then I start like overthinking it. And then the winds stop. And I'm still trying to fucking dance over here.
I love that so much because it's so true. Like, as you were talking, like, what came to mind for me was the fact that even if we feel like we're not as sensitive as others, you know, others, you know, talk about feeling and, you know, like you said earlier, like we, you know, have our ears to the ground as far as the energies go. Like, there is still this like massive, like, doing going energy, right? From the collective, just, you know, where we are, there's being a shift, you know, coming through. And I think for me, what's coming up when you said that and you talk about the trees is that we are gonna like have to, not have to so much, but there's always gonna be this like dance, this dance of balance, trying to find the balance of, you know, the doing, you know, the action or the surrender and allowing. And, you know, there's always going to be this like sort of dance between the two. And it's like really up to us to whether we like become present in the moment to see where we are within the dance. Are we making it a choreography? Or are we just like allowing it to like come and spill through, even in the action we can allow and we can surrender in the action, right? And even in the softness and the stillness, we can surrender and allow. And so for me, it's like we're always going to have this like this choice, this awareness around like, am I just doing because I'm feeling that like collective energy of like action is the way to go and it's supposed to be and we have to be productive, you know? Or am I just doing because it's what spirit wants? And so really like tapping in, finding that presence and that stillness to just allow ourselves to flow and move and not be so rigid in this dance of life, really, is what it is. Is kind of what came to me when you were speaking about that. And I love the imagery and yeah, like having deep roots. You know, I feel like I've spoken to that before, but just having these roots solid in the ground and that the root part, yes, as you mentioned, the root chakra. Let me see if I can say this right. Muladhara.
That's very close. Muladhara.
Muladhara. I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get it one day. I'm putting myself out there to be wrong, and I'll do it again and get it. But it's everything. It's like our foundation, right? It's like even the parts of us that when we were just like a little sapling, you know, our roots are old and wise too. And there's parts of us that we have to, you know, continuously work on. And when we think about like where we were when we first were rooted into the ground, you know, and like where we are now, there is strength in that, even if we feel like, you know, we might have had, let me just say, like trauma or things that we went through, there is strength in those things that allows us to like really hold firm in the way we show up in the world in this dance between, you know, spirit and ourselves. But it's up to us to like have that inner wisdom and that inner knowledge to like even work on our roots from, you know, work on the ground, like work from the ground up so that, you know, I see this like this image of a tree, and it, you know, it's swaying, as you were saying, Lauren. It's just very fluid and effortless, and you know, that's how we're aspiring to be, I feel like. But then I see this like tree that is just like kind of going one way and then like kind of going the other way. And granted, it has deep roots and the roots are sturdy, but maybe like there's some things that like can allow it to like hold firmer into the ground. So that's really like what I'm getting from what you're saying is, you know, we are always in this constant dance, this constant motion, and it's what we like really want to present, how we want to like show up in the world. And, you know, do we want to be that choreographed version? And it's okay if we are from time to time, but where is the like the emotion and the beauty behind that like less rehearsed dance with spirit and really allowing spirit to like just be you and you be it and like create your reality together.
Yeah, that's really resonating with me, especially in a social media world where we curate our image and even getting dressed in the morning, that's a way of curating your image, but like how do you do it the most authentically to where you are and embody spirit. I'll add one more thing about this particular message is that surrender, I talked about ways to kind of get to a surrendered state, but truly surrender is more of like a mindset or even an embodied quality. So even though my body slowed me down, it's not like I can stop everything. That's not realistic, right? So it's like, okay, I need to change my approach. Like, you can see two people doing the exact same thing. Maybe one of them is trying to over control in their mind the situation. Maybe one of them is like just flowing and being present. What they're doing looks exactly the same, but one of them's going to feel a lot more relaxed and happy than the other. So be that. That's the message. That's the long-winded message for y'all, for me. I'd love to know, Rashida, what came up for you.
So for me, I did decide to go into the Akashic Records and, you know, just kind of like see what was coming through. And for me, I got three words when I, you know, inquired about the message for the month of May. Three words came to me on different pages, and it was compassion, sacred, and truth. So, Lauren, when I think about like even the message that you just came and then like getting these three words, like the immediate feeling that I got in my body was like just this like softness, this like exhale type of feeling. And I'm almost feeling like, you know, you were talking about the surrender and the allowing and really just allowing spirit to flow through you. And when I think about like these words that came to mind, you know, compassion, sacred, and truth, it's almost asking us like to examine our lives at this point. If we truly want to come from a place of like divine divinity, you know, sacredness, like really look in to see how that's showing up for ourselves and our lives today, right now, in these moments. Are we like really having compassion for ourselves and how we're going about our day or when things come up? Are we showing ourselves that? Are we showing compassion to others? You know, I'm getting this feeling like in my chest, like you know, my heart space. So maybe, you know, the message is really like tuning into like that heart chakra, right? And like really doing some maintenance on it. Like I'm sitting here like rubbing my chest and like the feeling is like very affirming. You know, are we looking at that space, that chakra, this energy center of ours? It's almost like this bridge between our two worlds, our upper and lower worlds. And then when I think about like the word sacredness, it's so hard sometimes to like be vested, or like, I guess vested isn't really the word, but just to like be in love or in tune with life if everything feels like dull. Almost. So how are we like finding that like sacredness in our day-to-day and our everyday lives? What are we doing to cultivate that feeling that we so often seek from others, right? You know, May is this month for me, it's Mother's Day, right? It's like we're honoring this powerhouse, this feminine energy, you know, women that bring birth and life and soul in the world, you know, past, present, and future. We're honoring all of that. And sometimes I feel like we could just go with the motions of, you know, it's Mother's Day, yay, thanks, mom, you know, thanks, grandma, thanks, whatever. But, you know, how can we like create some sacredness around like this really being like a big deal? Like, we as women, you know, we birth these babies, this life, we bring these souls from, you know, this other realm. And, you know, do we really feel like that's sacred, or are we just, you know, it's just another thing, right? So how can we like cultivate more sacredness in our lives? And I just use like Mother's Day and mothers as an example, but you know, for those, you know, you're birthing other things, you're bringing other things through. Like, how can it not just be like another thing? How can you create like this feeling, this connection with spirit and source in a way that like honors not only the mundane parts of our lives, but also like find that sacred part as well? I feel like we are the creators in that. You know, we can see what other people are doing, but you know, Lauren, what you find sacred might not be sacred for me, and that's perfectly okay. But you know, having that awareness around it, having that practice around it, really like being in touch with who you are around that sacredness is really important to for me to walk a spiritual path in general. And then truth, that word was like, okay, what is this feeling like? And you know, I know we often talk about like speaking our truth and like really being authentic. I want to say, like, when we think about like this, the feeling that I got, this softness, this exhale, and like the word truth, it almost to me feels like, how are we showing up in the world in our authenticity? And is it like forced? Because I know that's weird. Just go with me on this. Is our authenticity forced, right? Are we trying too hard to be like authentic and to be true to ourselves? And where can we like really just like lean into like softness within what we're trying to say, who we're trying to be, and what we're trying to convey to the world? Because we don't always have to be like this pit of fire energy when it comes to like speaking our truth and being authentic and fully showing up. Like, you know, we're all lights, and yes, we're supposed to like shine bright, but sometimes like that dim star, you're just like, I wonder what's going on with that. Like, what is this? What's happening with this star? What's going on? Right. And there's a time and a place, but when we think about our truth and like really being truthful and honest and you know, having that integrity for ourselves, where can we like soften a little bit into like what we're bringing out and what we're saying into the world, and like really tapping back into that heart chakra and you know, really like just doing some maintenance. So yeah, that's kind of what came through. What are you feeling like, Lauren?
Yeah, what's coming through for me when I'm listening to you is that when you are seeing and feeling the sacred around you and within you, that there's nothing to prove.
Yes.
There's nothing to prove. And then when you are embodying that too, like, of course, you're going to be compassionate, because there's no separation between you and what's quote unquote outside of you. And when there's nothing to prove, you're in your truth, right?
Absolutely.
And you can go about your action. You can go about your day and do your thing, but you don't have to do it any specific way. Only the way that you're led to. And I think our messages really are very aligned.
Yeah. At first I was like, oh my goodness, I just got three words, but I'm glad you went first, because that feels very, very resonant between the two.
Yeah, and I like the maintenance on the heart too. And what that also brought up for me is that, when we look at our body as our sacred temple, the heart is the altar. It's where we place all of our sacred objects. Let's say it's where everyone we love is, it's where our passions lie, it's where our compassion lies. So, yeah, does it need to be dusted off and tended to?
Yes.
And that can look a lot of different ways. Maybe it's removing some things too or adding, I don't know. But how can you realign with your heart?
And I think it's like, fair to say that it's sometimes like, I don't know. I'm getting this feeling like sometimes we may think that, we have it together and we're good and like we're leading this, path and we're on the right path. But like coming back to it, like it doesn't make us any less or any more to like come back to this altar and like really look at it and see what's serving and what's not serving anymore. And I think it's, like you, we spoke about this before in our other episode, our chakras can go in and out of balance sometimes very easily. So, yeah.
Yeah, this also, I'll add one more thing, brings up for me. There's a quote, I can't remember which Tom Robbins book it is, but man, I haven't read Tom Robbins in a long time. Have you ever read any of his books? Oh, you should. They're fiction. They're really profound and
Writing
fun
it down
and
now.
creative. But I think he says, like, believe in nothing. Everything is sacred. Believe in everything. Nothing is sacred. What that brings to mind for me is like really showing up into this earthly experience with a beginner's mind. And there's something about like looking through the world through the lens of like that beginner's mind or the child's eyes that really brings more like joy and excitement and magic back in. That's always there. It's just you're right, we get jaded. And when he says believe in everything, I think that's just like if are you clinging on to a belief system? Are you clinging on to a very specific and subjective perspective? Maybe it's time to change things up so that you can really be in touch with like what is animating everything? What is this wind?
Yeah, just having like that curiosity, I feel is so needed. And it's like one of those things too, Lauren, like we were saying, okay, have that curiosity. Don't believe in everything. Like let go of some of these systems and structures that we've clinged on to. If we could say one thing, Lauren, what would you think? How would, someone listening, find that curiosity back? How can they, start letting go.
I think there's a lot of different ways, but I was just thinking about how, like, I was on my back, not moving. And that's why I was looking at the window and, like, really looking at the trees because I see these trees all the
Every day,
time.
yeah.
But do I really see them? I see the lake out my window every day. Am I really seeing it? So I think a lot of times it requires slowing down. It requires like letting go of distractions. It requires maybe sometimes a sense of like play
Yeah.
and fun and joy. And like, how do you tap back into that when you're in the mundanity of day-to-day life?
And finding those spaces and those areas. Because I, as you said that, it's like we just get so caught up with like, I hate this word, but like the rat race, right? We could just get so caught up with keeping up with the Joneses, and we just get so caught up with all of these things that like really don't serve us. And it got me thinking, like when you said that, I told you before we put that clear bird feeder on our window, and every single time a bird shows up every time. We have two of them now on our window. Maceiana's like, oh, mommy, look. Oh my gosh. It could be the same bird, the same type of bird. And even my son is like looking, very curious. And every single time, it's just like this joy, like this, and like being there with her, like I feel it spills over. But how can we like take that approach to life, right? Like, how can we like find that excitement like every single time, even when we see it over and over again? Because when you like really break that down and like think about life as we know it and what we have and what we can be a part of. And Lauren, like you live on a lake and I live in the woods and I know people live in the city, but there is just something so magical and beautiful about all of it that we get to like experience this. We get to touch, taste, feel, like even being outside, feeling the breeze in our skin and like, all my roses are in bloom now. I'm like just feeling the rose on my cheek and like touching the softness. Like there is something so magical about all of this being readily available for us each and every day. I'm getting like a little choked up because we sometimes like take it for granted. We take it for granted. And even though like this plane is like not our final stop, we go through our lives sometimes and we don't even like see. We don't even see. And so I think like that is also part of having this ex human experience is like really seeing the beauty and the joy and the excitement and all that we have at our fingertips. Like, why is it so hard for us to do this? Why is it so easy for us to get caught up in these systems and structures? And sometimes it's so hard for us to just take a moment and like stand in the sun and feel the breeze and like really enjoy the flowers and the nature and the butterflies and all the things that Mama Gaia says, here you go. You came here for this. So.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. And I think like, yeah, this May, it's an invitation, It's like Mother Earth putting on her most beautiful dress.
Yes.
Are you gonna walk by her and not
Acknowledge her
acknowledge the
and
queen
like
she is?
just gonna come into her house and be like, "What's up? Deuces, I'm gone, I'm out."
Yeah, that's such a beautiful statement, Rashida, and I was feeling your emotion. I was feeling emotional too, and I think like we've talked about this with mothering too. Like if you were truly present, like truly, truly present in every moment, like it would bring you to your knees, because this is all a miracle.
Yeah, I think we forget that. I mean, guilty, right? I'm guilty with that too. I get caught up in, even my internal, like, what am I creating? What am I putting into the world? What am I trying to like prove or show or do? That finding that stillness, that surrender, that softness, that dance with the divine is like something we have access to each and every day, each and every breath. I mean, even the breath that we take in each time that we don't even think about is a fucking miracle. And it's beautiful. And it's our birthright. And we just like really get to experience life from a sacred standpoint. And when we do that, when we can tap into that energy, I think, our world will open up as well.
Well, y'all, I hope, you got what you needed out of these messages today. They're never direct, like a yes or no, or don't do that, or don't date him, or whatever it might be. But hopefully it's something to chew on and really take in. And I hope that it helps provide you with direction and clarity in your month. I know it is for me. These are all things like that have been kind of rolling through my heart and mind lately. So thanks for speaking to it, Rashida. And it's just so important to have these conversations.
Absolutely.
You know,
I agree.
you're asking like, how can we remember? Like, how can we How can we have our eyes opened? And there are so many ways, you know, conversations like this are a start. I think people love traveling so much because it's seeing something new and seeing something through new eyes, seeing beauty. You know, there's so many ways, but we can do this in any moment.
Yeah.
In any moment. I'll leave with this one technique that I can't remember who I learned this from or if it's even from a particular person, but have you ever done like eye gazing? You have with another person before. You look into their eyes and you do it long enough and something happens where you just really like see them. And it's kind of hard to describe, but it's like the separation between you dissolves and it's a very beautiful thing. That's something that you can do with yourself in a mirror.
Yeah.
You know, like really go in deep without the judgment and just look and don't make faces, like, or get it out of the way if you need to. Just look for a while and take a few deep breaths and like suddenly you'll see that you're so much more than, I don't know. I'm in such a sacred space right now. I think that I can't even say so much more. You're so much more than like just human, but even human is so beautiful, but you're so much more than what you believe you are.
You're opening yourself up to that knowledge even more. I really appreciate that practice.
Well, before we close up, I wanted to invite anyone listening to my next full moon goddess ceremony. And it's just another opportunity to like go inward, to refresh, to remember. And it's Friday, May 5th, 6 p.m. CST. You can sign up on my website. And the theme this month is to receive. So,
beautiful.
I mean, everything we're talking about, like, how do you get into like the embodied space to truly receive? So that's what we'll be exploring. So if anyone wants to join, please join. It's free. Anything you're offering, Rashida?
No, not right now. I'm getting my life together. This summer is like ramping up for me, and I am just going to like be present in all the things that I have put on my plate. And, you know, I would love to get the opportunity to just connect again with people on Insta. I really love hearing from you guys and seeing you in the circles that Lauren hosts. It's just really beautiful and magical.
Well, let's take a moment and close up in a mindful and intentional way. So first I'll say I love you.
I love you.
And I love all of you who are listening. Oh, and please reach out to us. Like when we hear from you, it's just the best thing in the world. You know, we get so much out of this. Just the conversations that like putting it out there and getting any kind of feedback is the cherry on top. But we love connecting with you and hearing from you because community is important, and like really seeing each other is everything. So if you're in the space to close your eyes again, you're welcome to do that. And just to tap back into your body, your breath. And take a moment to trust that you received whatever you need to receive from this time, this space. Take a moment to bring your awareness to your heart and extend the energy of the aura of your heart outward, encompassing your space and whatever lies beyond that. Maybe people that you love, nature around you. Let it fill up your whole neighborhood, your whole city, your town, your whole country. Feel it the size of the whole world. And feel this altar of the heart touching every sacred thing. You're connected completely to everyone and everything in love and compassion and sacredness and truth. Let's take a big cleansing breath in through the nose, out of the mouth. We'll open the eyes. And thank you, Rashida. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone listening. Have a beautiful week. We'll chat soon.
Bye, bestie.
Thank you so much for joining us for this incredible episode. If you loved it, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and tell all your besties about us.
You can also connect with us on Instagram at Your Spiritual Besties Podcast. And be sure to say hello and share your thoughts about the episode. Love you, bestie. Talk soon.